The national database designed to vet gun buyers is coming under criticism from Congress and others. The Wall Street Journal says critics claim the U.S. military routinely neglects to send names to this FBI list with court-martial records as required by federal law. Meanwhile, AR-15-style rifles have become the weapon of choice in recent mass shootings, including the Texas church shooting Sunday, Las Vegas, the Orlando nightclub last year, and Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. Reporter Bart Jansen at USA Today says the manufacture of rifles more than doubled in the past decade. Bart, what do you have?
Well, we just thought we'd heard the phrase AR-15 or an AR-15-style rifle with many of the recent attacks, and it turns out it is a weapon that has been used in most of the recent attacks that you'd remember. This Texas church shooting, the Las Vegas shooting, an AR-15 was among the 23 weapons that that gunman had accumulated in his hotel room, all the way back to the Orlando nightclub shooting and also the Sandy Hook Elementary School. It just seemed to be a recurring theme, and part of that is because this is just the civilian version of an M16 rifle, and so it's just sort of a common rifle that the people are used to seeing, used to talking about, and so it has been used in many of these recent shootings.
Now, there are different varieties, right? And I'm coming to you as somebody who knows zero about guns. So this is an AR-15 is a rifle, but it's not necessarily automatic or semi-automatic?
They're called semi-automatic because it requires a pull of the trigger for each bullet that is fired. And so, if you were in the military or if you modified the gun in an illegal way, you could get it to just hold down the trigger and fire as a machine gun. But for civilian use, it's called semi-automatic. And so then there are the possibility for having accessories, such as the Las Vegas gunman had, called bump stocks, where it basically, the gun uses the recoil of the shooting to then bounce back against your shoulder to send the trigger into your finger a little more rapidly. And so it's sort of hard to describe, but it's sort of a bouncing motion that allows you to pull the trigger faster. And so the police on that scene actually thought they were facing an automatic weapon because the bullets were being fired so quickly. But it's called semi-automatic, and the AR-15 style weapon is actually made by dozens of manufacturers. So it's just sort of the rifle that you would tend to see with a soldier walking on patrol. That is the look of the weapon, but they can be manufactured by many different companies.
We're speaking with Bart Jansen, reporter at USA Today. His piece is called Why AR-15 Style Rifles Are Common Among Mass Shootings. All right, and I thought it was interesting, too, because the gun store owners or the experts you talked to said the AR-15 is popular, really, because of reputation.
Yeah, what we were finding was, rifles overall have gained a great deal of popularity in recent years. ATF counted nearly 3.7 million rifles manufactured in 2015, and that eclipsed the number of pistols sold that year. The National Rifle Association estimates there's something like 8 million AR-15s owned across the country.
You said, too, their popularity kind of took off, at least for a spell, during the Obama administration. Explain that.
What we heard from gun experts was that there was concern during the Obama administration that he would work to have stricter gun control. Some people will actually say, the government might try to come and take your guns away. Nothing like that ever happened. Congress would be a check on that about any sort of gun control legislation, but the concern was definitely there, and so the manufacture of rifles just took off tremendously during recent years. When Obama was elected in 2008, there were 1.7 million manufactured, and as I said, in 2015, nearly 3.7, so more than twice as many rifles per year, and that's just each year. More and more get made.
That's Bart Jansen at USA Today.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.